In all the years of our association, I have asked so very little of you. Yet, you could not bring yourself to leave this wretched bolt hole and come up to the city. Everyone is capable of an error of judgment. All of us are fallible and weak, even you. And because of a mistake, because of one mistake, however costly you considered it to be, you leave London in high dudgeon, bury yourself down here, allow your talent to turn to rust, and abandon all that used to give meaning and purpose to your life. The criminal fraternity is delighted, let me tell you. They are celebrating in the streets with theft and murder and outrages of every kind. The police are wholly unable to stop
them. Police are professional men now, far more accomplished than when I first set up in private practice. You exaggerate, I am sure, and doubtless you do so for the noblest of reasons, but I understand the truth that my mistake, as you put it, demonstrated the chronic waning of my powers. I now present a greater danger to the world than I ever did a boon. I know that I am no longer needed.
But you are needed, Holmes. You are.
I was very sorry, Doctor, to have read of Mrs. Watson. I ought, perhaps, to have said so sooner.
Holmes, I understand.
Forgive me for interrupting, sir.
You are forgiven, Martha, for all that you bear no comestibles. Let it not be the case that there is some unforeseen paucity of supplies in the kitchen.
There is a gentleman at the door from London. He says he wishes to engage your services.
Then you may say to him what you have said to all the others, that I am retired and that my agency has been disbanded.
He was most insistent. He gave me his card.
Give it to me.
Ah, who is it?
Doctor, I fear that you have been followed. That is surely how the gentleman has found me with such ease.
I shall know one. Who is he?